Five Characteristics of Rama's Arrows, by Krishna's Mercy.
Nevdeva Mahatmano Natrikarya Vicharna, Sharara Mintu Srishta Rukma Punkha Patatrenaha, Sarpapanyachanna Bhutva Bhakshayanti Smrakshasan, Yen Yen Chagat Chanti Rakshasabhay Karshita, Ten Ten Smpashanti Ram Mevagratasthitam, Ithang Vinashitang Tenjanasthanam Tavanag.
Quote, neither the demigods nor any exalted personalities were there helping Rama, for he acted alone. You should not entertain any doubt on this matter. Indeed, Rama shot feathered arrows, plated with gold, which turned into five-headed serpents that devoured all the Rakshasas. The Rakshasas were oppressed with fear, and wherever they went and wherever they turned, they saw Rama in front of them. In this way, O spotless one, have your Rakshasas been destroyed in the forest of Janasthana by Rama? Akampana speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 31.18-19.
As His Divine Grace C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada describes, with the vision of the personal God known as Vishnu, there is a corresponding item for each of the four hands. Though two of the items symbolize peace, and the other two punishment, in the eyes of the devotee the auspiciousness is equal. The club and the disc are equally as beautiful as the conch and lotus flower. The same can be said of the vision of Vishnu's avatara of Sri Rama heroically combating night-ranging aggressors in the forest of Janasthana. The arrows he releases are as beautiful as the garland of lotus flowers around his neck. 1. They uphold righteous principles. What kind of person sends 14,000 military men to take on a single foe? What person raises hostilities in an undeclared fashion, when no act of aggression has occurred? When there was no violation to begin with, why apply overwhelming force? The Supreme Personality of Godhead was not bothering anyone. He was living peacefully with his wife Sita Devi. Rama's younger brother Lakshman was also with them. He had an equal ability to defend, but Rama sent Sita and Lakshman to a nearby cave during the attack. Rama's arrows uphold the principles of righteousness. It is easy to give a speech on the need to adhere to the rule of law. It is easy to castigate a violator during a hearing of the legislature. But position papers, court rulings and fiery speeches can only do so much. Eventually, there needs to be some force applied against the aggressors. 2. They maintain a level of sanity in an otherwise insane playing arena. In what kind of a world does a shapeshifting ogre attack people in a remote forest? Why even bother? What is to be gained? Why not stay in Lanka, which is full of gold? The leader of the ogres, Ravana, had countless beautiful queens, with every kind of enjoyment available in the palaces.
Janasthane hatasthane nihate rakshasam bale, ashaktin tvaya raksha kritame dasadhu ve.
Quote, O Rakshas, when your Rakshasami had been killed in Janasthana, turning it into Hatasthana, land of the dead, being powerless you committed this wicked deed.
Sita Devi, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundara Kand, 21.29-30.
The field of Janasthana, which refers to the living beings, became Hatasthana, or the land of the dead. This is a neat play on words spoken Sita Devi at a later time. Though generally kind in nature, Rama is fearless in defense of morality and virtue. 3. They highlight Rama's amazing dexterity, intelligence, and strength. The arrows enabled Rama to fight multiple attackers at a single time. Such dexterity was in the family, as King Dasharath was known for his ability to defend against attackers coming from the 10 directions, simultaneously. The son of Dasharath embeds intelligence into his weapons. As Akampana testified to Ravana later, the arrows followed the enemy. The targets could not find relief. The arrows showed the face of a five-headed serpent at the end. This force was overwhelming, the 14,000 expert fighters did not stand a chance. 4. They pay homage to spiritual guides like Vishvamitra. Vishnu does not require a teacher. He is the original spiritual master of this universe, the Adiguru. Yet in order to show the proper way to advance the human condition, as a human Avatara, he accepts spiritual guides for instruction in the areas necessary for success. The arrows released by Rama honor the spiritual guides. Vishvamitra gives to Rama sacred formulas to be used in augmenting the potency. The arrows become something like nuclear weapons, such as the power of sacred sound, Shabda. 5. They rescue the entire world. Nothing can be more beautiful than this. The husband of Sita stands tall in victory. He is ready to protect the saints at any moment. Today, the onslaughts continue from the enemies of good qualities, virtue, and devotion. We call upon the same hero to protect us through the sound of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, targets intelligently tracking, repelling army attacking, nowhere to hide or run, by own sinful deeds undone, punishment by arrows delivered, extension of his potency considered, to Rama this life surrendering so, safe in his shelter to know.